The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Now, here's my question. What do we do about all this? Because you've already said you feel like you're nuts. I said I feel like I'm on a string. Stuff's jerking me around. Here we are. We're in a mess, Beth.
Coming up, Beth Moore offers hope for us to renew our mind and overcome past fears, insecurities, and hurts.
When I think back what Jesus Christ has done for me, I'm going to tell you something. He saved my mind.
Reclaiming a sound mind. Next.
For joining us on Life Today. I'm Betty Robinson, and this is James, and we have our dear friend Beth Moore with us.
And she is talking about a beautiful mind. This is an entire series dealing with areas that have to do with renewing our mind. And she talked about reclaiming the mind. I made reference to the fact it's like reclaiming ground where an enemy perhaps has grown briars where we should grow wheat or corn or some other productive, meaningful, nutritious crop. But instead, we bring forth a lot of pain. And the battlefield is the mind, a beautiful mind. We're also offering, and by the way, you can get this teaching series 5 hours. And we're going to have just a few minutes to talk to you about the mind and what's going on. And you're going to be inspired. There's no question about it in my mind that you're going to be helped and encouraged because all of us have a battle going on here. It's raging. And it doesn't matter where you go to church or whether you go to church, the battle is real. And just having some kind of a religious association does not calm the storm. Oftentimes, it feeds the storms. And some of the most unkind people you'll meet happen to be people associated with some kind of an identifiable religion or tradition. But there's some kind of a spirit that is vicious and mean, and this is a spirit of destruction and a spirit of deception when we need to have a spirit of truth and life and love and not fear, but a sound mind. Well, Beth Moore wrote a book years ago that became a bestseller called Breaking Free. Many of you have not known this book, Breaking Free, has such an incredible impact because Beth was really and truly being destroyed, abused as a child, terribly from before she could even remember. It started so young, could have totally destroyed her. And my life without a home, Betty so fearful that she never thought she could do anything. Well, Beth talks about what it means to break free from all these areas of bondage. And then Betty's story, a lot of people say, you know, Betty, you don't talk a lot, but your countenance testifies. I've had many people come up and say, Betty, you say more sitting there than James does running his mouth all the time. Because God bless you, the glory of God's on you. Well, free to be me. Betty was kind of a religious person, but she always wanted to be proper, and yet she was defeated. And then she found freedom just to be herself. We're sending all of this to those of you who would like to have the material. We'll tell you how to get it later. I want all of you here to welcome Beth Moore back to Life Today. We're talking about a beautiful mind, a sound mind.
Well, it's my great privilege. Thank you.
Do you have people come up to you when you do these incredible seminars? And by the way, if you go on lifetoday.org, we'll tell you how to find out all the places that Beth is going to be speaking. And oftentimes, they'll do a simulcast from the big Coliseums where she is in person. They'll feed out into local communities. And you may want to find out how to connect with that. So we'll tell you where she's going to be. But when you're out traveling and speaking, do people come up and comment on seeing you on Life Today?
All the time. And one of the things that I love about it is that very often when someone will come up in an airport, so often a Starbucks, some just a public place, that's the place to find me, right there. And so often when I'll see someone there, I'll know that perhaps it's someone that has never even known, dreamed of having an intimate relationship with God through His Word, that it's somebody that's just perhaps happened on a program. And, you know, I was thinking when Betty was introducing this segment today, I was thinking how much I love her and how much I love being part of this. And I'm going to say why, because it means so much to me when I get to meet someone that asks me about the program. I love the fact that you speak to real life issues. Things very often are said on this program that you really don't hear in many of our churches. I happen happen to have a church that really will speak to some issues from the pulpit. You do too. Mm-hmm. But many people do not.
Right.
Many people don't hear that someone else knows what it's like to feel like she's lost her ever-loving mind. I mean, we need to hear that from one another every now and then. And so what I love best about encountering somebody out there that will ask me about it is very often I'll know that it's not somebody that just necessarily is passing through small groups of in-depth Bible study all the time. Mm-hmm. And that's somebody I want to reach out to, somebody that does not know how much life mm-hmm. is available in Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and you know, it's wonderful if we have the right church that's preaching the right mm-hmm. messages the right
that's
way.
Right.
That's awesome. But as you said, a lot of people don't.
That's right.
And we want to encourage that. We want to inspire churches to be full of the life and love of God and the Spirit of God. And we're seeing that because we're seeing God raise up leaders and inspire leaders and change leaders. But whether they have that or not, they can have the fullness of God in relationship with God, and they can grow, and they can get in God's Word and get God's Word in them and begin to develop a sound
That's right.
mind
That's
and
right.
not be controlled by fear or by past defeats and hang-ups. They can have liberty, and that's what you're talking about all the time.
Boy, am I. I cannot tell you how much it means to me that we're hitting on this particular topic this week. Our key scripture is out of 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. Many know it by heart, but I'm praying it's going to go from our hearts and get all over our heads because this is where we need it. When it says that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. That's the New King James mm-hmm. rendering. Sound mind. And it's a word that means, in its Greek rendering, it's a compound word that means it's the Greek word for mind, but the other part of the word is where we get the word salvation. It means a saved mind. When I think mm-hmm. back what Jesus Christ has done for me, I'm going to tell you something. He saved my mind. I wonder if anybody can relate to that.
Yeah.
That I truly was such a tormented child and such an insecure child and came out of so much abuse and so much second guessing and self doubt. And I'll go so far as to say more than self doubt, self loathing. To just mm-hmm. absolutely despise yourself and believe that you'll never honestly amount to anything.
Boy.
And feel like there's that you have to prove something constantly and you better perform in order.
Yeah, you
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
You just talk about torment of the mind and being caught in a cycle of defeat, and that's where I lived my life. But the enemy overplayed his cards with me. When he came to a point of trying to convince me that God could never change me after what his word said was that's what he does most prolifically, that's what Jesus Christ came to do. He did not come from the well. He came for the sick. He did not come for those that were already whole. He came for those that needed him desperately. And I began to see that this is what my Bible says, and this is what I'm going
to
believe.
See, everybody out here, if they're honest, who are listening to us and watching on television, have to admit that there is something going on in our mind
yes.
that tells us a lot of things about ourselves,
yes.
not necessarily true, tells us something about others, helps, let's say, build up and support resentment or bitterness,
That's right.
hostility,
That's
hatred.
Right.
It something in our mind tells us how justifiable this is,
yes.
or how we were mistreated or rejected, mm-hmm. or and so forth. And something inside of us is raging. So when you were talking about the mind being saved, we need our minds redeemed. And I'm sorry, Beth, but I see a lot of people in churches, they don't realize that their mind has been redeemed
That's
because
right.
it still seems to be stuck.
Yes.
And you were saying in another program that even though you were a Sunday school teacher, your mind was still stuck.
Yes.
This sound mind
yes.
was stuck in the past. And
well,
I'm really concerned that people who are watching us right now, your mind is stuck somewhere in your past. You're either caught by past pain and problems or present prevailing problems, but you're stuck. And you have believed a lie. You don't seem to understand that God is able to lift you up out of any horrible pit of despair or defeat or the past, and he is able to renew the mind, let you reclaim it, and begin to be fruitful, no matter who you are.
That's good.
That's why perhaps there are people sitting here. Here's a shy girl in the church and yet needing mm-hmm. help. Here I was, a boy without a home and feeling totally rejected,
yes.
and here you were, abused and hurt, and we would look like the impossible.
Yes.
But the dream, the impossible dream, became reality because of the bright and morning star that we seek, the one who lifts us up out of any pit of clay, any miry
pit. So many times we don't think and realize that we have the power within us to reclaim.
That's exactly
it. And to stand, and that the enemy is only able to do what we allow and give over to him.
You better believe it. What he does not have the right to presume the authority that he's taking, but we're cooperating with him through our minds. And let's go ahead and
we're giving him the ground.
Yes, we are. And let's give a disclaimer of sorts that we're not talking about genuine and medically diagnosed mental illness. That's something that God also can heal and does heal and is intricately involved in every single part of that of those processes. But what we're really speaking to this week is when we have a situational kind of a challenge where something has happened in a circumstance, perhaps a sudden crisis, whatever it may be, that has caused us to go through a time when we are having a pronounced season of defeated thinking, so much so that we feel like we cannot get a grip. Maybe we're even going so far as to make externally a fool of ourselves. Surely somebody besides me has done this, where our defeated thoughts then come out in our defeated actions, and we begin acting like the person we're thinking like. That's what we're really talking
about.
And
you begin
to
attack somebody.
That's right.
Literally, verbally, or physically, you attack them.
Yes.
Somehow, trying to vent, and you don't know what to do.
No, and there's nothing quite like somebody looking at us like, you are nuts, and us thinking, you are right. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I mean, please tell me that everybody out there, at least most of you, have had a moment when you thought, I am nuts. That's what I'm talking about. That's the kind of thing that, can you imagine what would happen if the enemy could just hold us there? If we could really become convinced that, you know, I don't have soundness of mind, could we get trapped in that place? All sorts of things can make this happen.
See, I have felt more that being nuts, I have felt like that I'm being pulled around. I used to talk about like somebody had a grip on my brain, and they're dragging me, or like they're jerking on a leash.
Yes.
It was like some is jerking me. And I still, this is the thing you need to understand, I can still feel chocolate jerking me into the kitchen.
Yes.
Now, surely somebody, like Beth said, somebody tell me. I'm not the only one that hears chocolate.
Misery loves company.
But the point is that your mind, actually, it feels like you're being pulled into actions or expressions or explosiveness or appetites or addictive or compulsive practices that's all happening here. And here it's pulling at us.
Yes.
Right? I mean,
well,
does that even line up?
You know, and it's even what the Apostle Paul was talking about in Romans 7 when he said that, I mean, how many of us have done things that we're thinking while we're doing, I don't even want to be doing this.
Oh, no.
I can think back on some times of defeat in my life when I was having the thought at that moment, why am I doing this? I don't even want to be doing this. This isn't even where my heart is.
Now, here's my question. What do we do about all this? Because you've already said you feel like you're nuts. I said I feel like I'm on a string. Stuff's jerking me around. Here we are. We're in a mess, Beth. Help us.
Well, we at least have been. I can tell you that I know what it's like to think there's never going to be any way out of this. I'm stuck here. And I want to talk about some things before we get into what to do about it, some things that get us in that place so we can recognize it, because the first step to getting out of any kind of a trap
is recognizing
the mess. That we're in
it. Okay, all right.
And several things. One of the one that comes to me so quickly is rejection. It's huge. It's huge. We can go through a time of betrayal or rejection. A spouse can walk out on you. An engagement can be broken. There are all sorts of ways rejection takes place. Many children take the divorce as their parents personally as a rejection to themselves. It doesn't always have to be a rational line of thinking. It's however our emotions have translated that into our own thought processes. So it doesn't necessarily have to make sense to have turned everything upside down in our thinking.
How did you feel that way, rejected? What, you know, you talked about being abused, but what? How did you feel rejection?
Oh, I can tell you all sorts of ways as a child trying to get a demonstration of love. I came from a home where we were undoubtedly loved, but it was not necessarily demonstrated in ways that were as apparent. And then in going through some things where just some fairly serious family problems where you feel put out to the side and like no one is watching. I mean, I can tell you that we could do anything and we could crawl out of the window during the night and no one even know we were gone. We just had all sorts of ways that we were dealing with adult challenges with children's
you
minds.
You felt unnoticed.
Yes.
All little children. Have you ever noticed a little children say, watch, watch,
yes.
Watch,
yes.
Watch.
Yes.
And you know if nobody's watching?
Mm-hmm.
Got to be painful.
That's right.
And so, do you think then you begin to do extreme things that I'm asking
for, right.
As a girl? Do girls, do you see, because I feel
oh
like
my
I've
goodness,
observed it,
yes.
They do a lot of things to try to be noticed.
Oh, all sorts of destructive things, and that's exactly what we're talking about. When you get in bed at night, when you're 17 years old, and you get in bed at night and think, what did I just do? What was that? What just to try to get attention, just to be noticed, and just for to have that moment that you think that somebody thinks that you're worth something, and somebody thinks that you're beautiful and a value. All these examples, it can come from rejection, it can come from loss. We can go through such a devastating loss, and I'm going to tell you something. I say this to you with tenderness and compassion. There are so many people suffering out there, and we can lose a loved one and think, I cannot mentally survive this. I will never get there. We will reaffirm that in our minds over and over again. I cannot make it through this. My mind will never come back together again. And we've got to grieve. I would just be sick at heart if somebody translated this as meaning we're not to grieve. The Word of God says we do grieve, but we don't grieve as those who have no hope.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly want to have a healthy grief, but as far as us having to forecast ourselves as for the rest of our lives never having a sound mind again, it's a lie from the enemy. It's not true. Victimization can do it. This mm-hmm. is one I've seen over and over again because this really is my specific past. Mm-hmm. More than rejection, more than loss, all of those things can throw you into a season where you feel like I'm never going to be able to pull my thoughts back together again. For me, victimization and coming to a place where the enemy played this trick on me, if I really do face this and really let God deal with me on this, I will have a broken mind forever. This will so impair my mind to have to look squarely in the face of where I've been that I will not emotionally and mentally survive it. One of the things, there's a dropout point in the Breaking Free process. It comes at about the fourth chapter. We get into a place where we begin dealing with sort of our emotional family tree. That's the biggest dropout rate right there in the journey because people are convinced if I really do look at my family history, my mind will not be able to tolerate what I'm going to learn. That is a lie. Mm-hmm. We are not wimps. We have been given a strong heart and a strong mind. We are far more resilient than we think we are. Now, I'm a big believer in seeking godly counseling. I'm a big believer if we need to go to a doctor and talk through some of the things we're going through. But to let the enemy intimidate us from seeking wholeness and health in him, in Christ, by having it in our heads that we'll never mentally survive this, that if I really do deal with my past, if I even look at it, it will break my mind. That is a lie.
And Beth, you know, what you and James, you shared a little bit of your background, and a lot of people know what James's background is, the rough upbringing he had and the challenges you had and the physical abuse. But that I want people to know that the mind can be attacked when you've been a little girl that basically came from a good home.
Yes.
I mean, I had loving parents.
I forget that sometimes, Betty.
Loving family.
Yes.
But yet my mind was being attacked from the time, I mean, that I can even look back and remember as a little girl, the fear that just overwhelmed me.
Where do you think it came from, Betty?
You know, I can't necessarily pinpoint it, but I think it's like you're saying, the enemy so wants to
yes.
paralyze our hearts and our minds from really allowing God to live through us, that he begins at our early ages sometimes, just to
yes,
really
he does.
Trap us, and with fear came the intimidation, with low self-esteem, I thought I was dumb. that was a big deal
wow.
to me. I felt like I couldn't learn. I struggled in school. I felt fear all the time I was in school. I would study hard, and I knew the material. I get to school, take a test, and a test just, I mean, I just go into panic. And I know that was the enemy attacking my mind and really telling me that I could never learn until I realized that one day I didn't have to live with that fear anymore. That fear had paralyzed me for so long. It had affected my whole life as a wife and a mother, and just kept me from doing the things that I could have been doing if I'd have known that freedom in my life.
You know, I hear both of you talking about your battles, and I know both of you well. And, of course, I know me too well. And I know the hurt. And I was listening to Beth, and I'm listening to Betty, and I see the beauty of Jesus in both of them. I see a sound mind, not two women without a battle, but who are always in a battle, but who can go from battle to battle, victory to victory to victory. And you really can't appreciate a victory if there hadn't been a battle.
That's
I mean,
right.
Who wants to go out and play a game? Nobody shows up but you. Yeah. You know, who wants to go home and say, well, we won. How'd you win? Well, they forfeited. What do you mean they forfeited? Well, you know, the other team didn't show up, but
that
we won.
Is good.
I mean, it's really not a lot of fun. And you've got the strongest enemy. The greatest victories come when you know you beat the best team that you could possibly play. Now, you see what I'm hearing while Beth was talking about the torment and Betty talking about her battle, no matter who you are, even a church girl, whoever. Me with the background, I'm hearing the truth.
Yes.
See, Beth, I'm hearing this reprogramming, this reclaiming, this sound mind. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting here listening to you rehash the past, and my mind is quoting the word.
And mm-hmm. you're answering your own question from
Absolutely.
A few minutes ago, which is, what do we do about it? And that's exactly what we do.
And this is what we want to help you do. Now, listen to me. A lot of you say, well, hey, you're just getting started. Don't leave. Well, you know, maybe we had enough support, we'd have an hour and we'd just keep going. Maybe we'd go another hour. Maybe we'd just stay on all day, you know. And just go. But here's the thing. This is the reason, A Beautiful Mind. This is the reason this series, because I'm telling you now, you see, while Beth was talking and Betty was talking, my mind is, what, saying scriptures. You say, well, did you work real hard to memorize them? No, once I saw them, they leaped out.
Yes.
I mean, they lodge. It was like honey out of the rock. I mean, it was like fresh water out in the desert when you're so thirsty. And when you get the Word of God down in a hungry heart, in a heart that seeks righteousness and seeks truth, when you see it, it's like you've discovered a gold mine. It's like you've uncovered something. And let me tell you what, I don't know about you, but if I catch a big fish, I'm going to tell you about it, and I'm going to wish you could catch one. You say, I don't care anything about it. Okay, well, if I find something you like, something that's fun, you know, I see a beautiful dress shop, lady. I say, you see all these dresses? Oh, hey, I love that job at the mall. I want to see you happy. If I find something good, I'm telling you. And I'm telling you, this is precious, precious gold. It's finer than gold or silver. It's the Word of God. It's the truth of God. And what Beth has done, and she has such an incredible gift. I mean, I believe I have some gifts that are different from hers. But she has some gifts that not only different from mine, but exceed many things or perhaps anything I could offer. Well, when I see something like this, I say, here's something good. I mean, this is really good. This is gold tried in the fire. What is it? It's the Word of God. But it is explained in a way that you can apply it to your life and begin this process of reclaiming your mind and literally renewing your mind so that you know the good, acceptable, and the perfect mm-hmm. will of God. Mm-hmm. So you can walk in the fullness of the Spirit, not discussing the Spirit or defending the Spirit or having a battle over the Spirit, mm-hmm. but walking in the Spirit. And it all begins with the renewing of the mind, and the whole life changes. We want to help you with that. The book that Beth referred to a moment ago, Breaking Free, and about this process, incredible book. We want to send you the book, Betty's book, Free to Be Me. It's her story. It's a story so many can identify with. She was hidden. She was the girl caught in the middle in her family, the middle child. She was the girl that thought, nobody will ever notice. But you know what? She didn't do nasty things to get noticed. She was so pure. She said, I can at least be pure before God. And I saw that. Not the purest guy that ever walked. But when I saw that purity, it put me on my knees before God. I said, God, thank you for that. Mm. See, this is what God did in her. And then to watch how she's grown in God's grace. you can do that. We want to send you this material. If you'd like to have the teaching on CD or DVD, you just ask for it. A Beautiful Mind. That's what God wants all of us to have. And it's a process for us. It's a journey we can have together. Dial the number there, would you? Ask for The Beautiful Mind. If you want it on CD, we're asking for a gift of $49. If you want the DVD, now remember, this is 5 hours, and I'm telling you, this DVD teaching is like you're just sitting in the room. And it'd be wonderful for you to use it at church or maybe in a study group with your family, but get alone with it. Ask for the DVD, and we're sending the books with either the CD or DVD to bless you and to help you. So you ask for them and know that you're actually investing in helping others. We're asking for $89 if you'd like the DVDs. And consider this. We've got 600 kids we're taking care of every month full time. And it costs an average of $25 a month to take care of those kids. Maybe you'd say, I'll take care of a couple of them. These are the kids in our life centers. And by the way, where those kids are, there's 6,000 kids that come every day from the community around because they have a need that only life can meet. And you may want to say, hey, James, I want that material to help me and my life and my family, but I want to help somebody else. And so just tack an extra gift on if you'd like to help those children. We don't talk about them in these life centers, but they're there all the time, and we're helping all the time. And you're the ones that can make that possible. Thanks for doing it. You can have a beautiful mind. Call right now, would you? Use your bank card like a check. If you want to write a check, make it to Life. But please, right now, make that call, or you can go online, lifetoday.org. Thanks so much for doing it.
Are you overwhelmed with life circumstances? Is your life filled with feelings of rejection, insecurity, and fear? Do you often feel like you're going to lose your mind? Introducing Beth Moore's new series, A Beautiful Mind. In this 5-part series, Beth exposes the enemy's lies you are believing and shows you how to walk in victory. She reveals how to reclaim your right in Christ to be free and healthy, physically and spiritually. With God's Word, you can replace the spirit of fear with a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. In this new series, Beth shares her personal story and struggles and gives you practical tools to take control of your thought life to produce a beautiful mind. Respond today, and we'll also send you Beth Moore's best-selling book, Breaking Free, along with Betty Robinson's book, Free to Be Me.
God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Call now to receive the entire A Beautiful Mind package on audio CD with your gift of just $49, or request the DVD series for just $89. And remember, your gift today will help us reach out to thousands of orphans and their communities through our 13 life centers around the world. This is the last day, so please call, write, or make your gift online.
You know, we want you to get the book, Breaking Free. And by the way, this beautiful mind process really is a process. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wish I could just kind of say a little prayer, hocus pocus, you know, God, Holy Spirit. You know, I understand all that. And I believe you do flip a switch and you start in a new direction. But we need to do some reprogramming. When the Bible says renew the mind, it's a process. And we're trying to help you do that. So get started. This is a great way to start. By the way, if you should get a busy anytime you call, be determined. Write the number down. Call until you get through. We're always ready to pray with you. Somebody cares, and we'll pray with you. Ask for the material, and then share what you learn with others. Say thanks with me and Betty to Beth Moore.
I could not
and
have
don't
a great
miss.
Joy.
She's going to be with us.
God,
we'll be
so
talking
gracious.
About a beautiful mind all week, because God wants us to have that, a sound mind, not a spirit of fear. Or defeat.
Next week on Life Today, James and Betty reveal the basics of life we all need to fulfill God's kingdom agenda on earth. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.